Hare Krishna, today's class is given by His Grace Chakravarti Prabhu. Prabhuji, are you there?
Hare Krishna, Mataji, Dandavat Pranam.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for your association. I'll hand over this call to you on today's Srimad Bhagavatam 4.9.14, Prabhu. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So we are discussing Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 9, chapter entitled Dhruva Maharaj Returns Home, text number 14.
Kalpanta etadakhilam jatharena grenam shete puman swadreganta sakastadanke. Yannabhi sindhuruha kanchana loka padma garbhe dhyuman bhagavate pranato vasmitasmai.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation.
My dear Lord, at the end of each millennium, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Garbhodaksha Vishnu, dissolves everything manifested within the universe into his belly. He lies down on the lap of Sheshnag. From his navel sprouts a golden lotus flower on a stem, and on that lotus Lord Brahma is created. I can understand that you are the same Supreme Godhead. I therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Purport. Purport is a little long, so please pay attention. Dhruva Maharaj's understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is complete. In the Vedas, it is said, Yasmin vijnati sarvam evam vijnatam bhavati. Knowledge received through transcendental, causeless mercy of the Lord is so perfect that by that knowledge, the devotee becomes acquainted with all the different manifestations of the Lord. Lord Shirodakshay Vishnu was present before Dhruva Maharaj, who could also understand that the Lord's two other forms, namely Garbhodakshay Vishnu and Karanodakshay Vishnu. Regarding Mahavishnu, it is said in Brahma Samhita 5.48, Yashaika Nishvata Nishvasita Kalamatha Valambya Jivanti Loma Vilaja Jagadanda Natha Vishnur Mahansa Iha Yasya Kala Vishesho Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. At the end of each and every millennium, when all the material worlds are dissolved, everything enters the body of Garbhodaksha Vishnu, who is lying on the lap of Sheshanag, another form of the Lord. Those who are not devotees cannot understand the different forms of Vishnu and their position in regard to the creation. Sometimes the atheists argue, how can a flower stem sprout from the navel of Garbhodaksha Vishnu? They consider all the statements of the Shastra to be stories as a result of their inexperience in absolute truth and their reluctance to accept authority. They become more and more atheistic. They cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But a devotee like Dhruva Maharaj, by the grace of the Lord, knows all the manifestations of the Lord and their different positions. It is said that anyone who has even a little of Lord's grace can understand His glories. Others may go on speculating on the absolute truth, but they will always be unable to understand the Lord. In other words, unless one comes in contact with a devotee, it is not possible to understand the transcendental form or the spiritual world and its transcendental activities. Om Gyan Atimirandasya Gyana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swabhadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नामने गौरतिशे नमः। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधाकांत नमस्ते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna. So you all have been discussing and hearing from different devotees about how Dhruva Maharaj left home because he was kind of challenged by his stepmother, and then he goes and he meets Narada. Narad Muni comes and gives him instruction, and then he practices bhakti. So last time we were discussing it is more important to receive the instructions with submissive attitude, with proper consciousness. Then we get the strength to execute the instructions, which Dhruva did perfectly, and he got the perfect result. So then, now what is the perfection of Krishna says, Yat karoshi yajasnashi yat juhasi dadashi yat. Whatever you do, whatever you offer, Arjuna, whatever you eat, offer it to me. Basically, he's telling Krishna again and again in all the Vedic literature, even in Bhagavad Gita, very clearly says, Maam ekam sharanam raja. Whatever you do, just do it for me. See, it's amazing transcendental nature of Krishna. He has given us independence, little independence. And he's not taking that away. He's not telling that, don't do it. Obviously, that is different for sinful activities. But even if someone is, like we all are in material world practicing different things. Now, someone may in a brahmachari ashram or a grahastha ashram or vanaprastha sannyasi, everyone has to do something. But he is saying, do it for me. Whatever you are working, work for me. You are performing any sacrifice, do it for me. You are doing any tapasya, do it for me. So when we connect anything with Krishna, because Krishna is perfect, the connection through that activity which we are doing for Krishna, that activity also becomes perfect because it is connected to Krishna. And the person who is doing this activity, he becomes Krishna conscious. That is Krishna consciousness. When we are acting with the consciousness of Krishna, when we are acting with the consciousness of Krishna means we are performing actions as Krishna desires. And everything becomes spiritual. And everything becomes perfect. So the sadhaka, or the devotee, the process of devotional service also becomes perfect. And Krishna is anyways perfect. So the result which will come from this sacrifice will also be perfect. Srila Prabhupada explains how in all the different yugas what we have to do is perform sacrifice. And after the sacrifice is perfectly any yagya or sacrifices is perfectly done, completed, how do we know when Lord Vishnu comes? But in Kali Yuga, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so amazingly merciful, so magnanimous, that before we actually start the sacrifice, the result is already there. What is the sacrifice for us? Chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. If we just keep the photo of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, better if we keep just photo of Panchtattva Mantra, sit in front of them, clap with your hands and recite Maha Mantra with your tongue. So Lord has already manifested in His form, in His holy name. And then we are doing sacrifice actually. And the result is guaranteed. Now in this verse, they talk about, Prabhupada talks about inductive and deductive process. And how can we say the result will be perfect? Because we are practicing devotional service. So what? Many people are practicing many different kinds of things. Why a devotee only gets a perfect result and no one else gets a perfect result? Because the practice of devotional service, what we accept through deductive process. It is coming from Lord Krishna personally, through the Guru Parampara. And in this also, in this purport, Sri Prabhupada mentions that the knowledge which comes from Lord, by mercy of Lord, is perfect. But that's coming from, so the source is perfect. Even other processes are also coming from Lord only. It's not that Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Dhyana Yoga is coming from somewhere else. It's also coming from Lord. But the practice is independent. The practitioner is independent of Lord. In the process of bhakti, when we accept that, okay, I will chant, that means we are kind of surrendering or becoming subordinate to the Lord through the devotee who gives us the process of Krishna consciousness. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, what is that shloka? Third shloka of Shiksha Ashtakam. Kirtaniya Samanina Malena. Trinadapi Sunichena Tarorapi Sahishnunan. Amanina Maladina Kirtaniya Sadahari. Who can do Kirtaniya Sadahari? Who can always chant the holy name? Who has these four qualities? Trinadapi Sunichena. So first we become humble. Now, any one of you go out and try to make someone a devotee. What is the first thing we do? Today Srila Prabhupada's marathon started. So we give them books. We tell them to chant. And whoever becomes little subordinate and receives that book or holy name, he actually receives the mercy of Krishna through the devotee. So that is deductive. So the process of bhakti is that no one can become independent process of bhakti. The process is designed in certain way. So once, you know, sometimes we hear someone say, oh, I will go to Jagannath Puri, I'll go to Mayapur, I'll go to Govardhan, I'll sit in Barsana and chant 64 rounds, 128 rounds. There are some people who are actually very unfortunate that they do this. And they kind of try to go away. So what they are doing, they're taking the process of bhakti, but trying to practice it in a way which is like yoga, which is like dhyan or gyan, which is independent. So he's going away from Guru Parampara, away from devotees, and he's trying to practice it. But still this devotee will get perfection. It will take some time. The unfortunate part is that it will take some time. Otherwise, success is coming from him also. There's no doubt about that. How? It is explained, if someone will say, oh, I will not surrender to Guru, I will not surrender to devotee, I will just go and chant my rounds. Okay, you go and chant your rounds. What will happen? when you chant around, what happens? Seto darpana marjanam. Purification happens. If he's not offending, if he's just left, if he's not offending, the purification process will start. And once the purification process starts, he will be able to see who is he. Jivara Swarupa Hai Krishna Nitya Das. He will be able to understand. Then I am eternal servant of Krishna. And then he will continue the process. And then gradually he will realize, no, even though I am eternal servant of Krishna, but that is not the absolute truth. I am actually eternal servant of the servant of Krishna. And then the further heart gets purified and he says, no, servant of servant of servant. And then Dasanu, 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 as Prabhupada says, 100 times Dasanu Das. And then where will you go? He'll come back to devotees. Before that only, this is very advanced stage, but he'll come back to devotees. So Naam Prabhu, this is a process of bhakti. Naam Prabhu, even if someone goes off track, Naam Prabhu will bring him back to the lotus feet of Guru or Vaishnavas. That is the process of bhakti, which is glorified here. In this pastime, entire Bhagavatam talks about glories of bhakti over other processes. In this pastime, Dhruva Maharaj was going to forest to practice austerities. He would have done anything. Any sadhu he would have met, he would have, whatever that sadhu would have told, he would have done it, because he was in a desperate, that very desperate mood. He was in desperation. What he wanted was kingdom, whatever. But seeing the sincerity of his heart, Krishna arranged Narada Muni, bona fide spiritual master. And he told him to perform austerity, but that was bhakti related austerity. So it became pure devotional service. And that's what the success is. He was going alone, but because he was alone, still he was protected by the instructions of his spiritual master, Sri Narada Muni, who is bona fide guru. And then he was practicing. And he told him, go to Madhuvan, take 3 times bath in Yamuna. So all this was a bhakti. It's like similarly, Diti got tricked. Diti wanted a son who will kill Indra. Because she said, my 2 sons Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha will kill by Lord. But Lord is not to be blamed. This Indra only, conspired against my son. And Lord just executed. So I want a son who will kill Indra. And she goes to Kashyap. Kashyap Muni, very intelligent. He gives her the process of bhakti. And by 1 year, she practices for 1 year. By the time the 1 year period is over, she becomes purified. Because the process is process of bhakti and it is given by bona fide guru. Kashyap Muni is a bona fide guru, the acharya. And she was protected, even though she had envy in her heart against Dhruva, that was getting purified by the protection and instructions of Kashyap Muni. So this is how the process of bhakti everywhere in Bhagavatam is glorified, because we are always protected, always. If you read a few purports, if you go a few purports back, even translation, where Dhruva is saying, it's a very beautiful word, I was just reading, somehow I missed it. Where he's saying that I am practicing Krishna consciousness, devotional service, I am not fearful of anything. So anyways, he talks like that. Just few purports back, in the translation only it is mentioned. So Prabhupada is talking about inductive and deductive process. So when Dhruva's bhakti process became perfect, how we know? Because the perfect Lord appeared in front of him. And Prabhupada says he was Shirodaksha Vishnu. Why? Because Dhruva was meditating in his heart on the form of Paramatma, and then he got disturbed. Why he got disturbed? Because the form God disappeared. The form disappeared from his heart. Paramatma is not there inside. So he was disturbed and he opened his eyes and he saw the same Paramatma standing outside. And that Dhruva is addressing him that you are the same Garbhodaksha Vishnu. Chaitanya Charitamrita Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, one who knows the three lords, three Purusha, that means Karanodaksha Vishnu, Garbhodaksha Vishnu, Shirodaksha Vishnu, he is liberated. He is liberated. Because his knowledge was coming from Krishna. By mercy of Guru Krishna Prasadepai. By mercy of Guru and Krishna, he got perfect knowledge. On the other hand, these people who are trying to get the perfect knowledge through inductive process, the process itself is imperfect. Has lots of flaws. Why? Even if process is perfect, we are imperfect. So imperfect person will follow something, he'll not be able to achieve because of the defects. In the process of bhakti, a defect doesn't come on the way. If you see four defects what we have, doesn't get affected in the process of bhakti. Yes, what we cannot see, we have limited vision, but we can see deities of Radha and Krishna. We cannot hear, but we can hear Bhagavad Katha, we can hear Krishna Katha, we can hear Holy Name, we can chant Holy Name. So all the imperfections what we have, they are like subsided. An inductive process, person is trying to get to the knowledge. Srila Prabhupada gives an example in Bhagavad Gita lecture. If we say that man is mortal, so one statement is man is mortal. Another statement is John is a man. So what is the conclusion? John is mortal. So this is deductive. This is not inductive. On the other hand, if you try to find out that whether every person on this planet is a mortal, you cannot achieve that. Even if you achieve that success that you see all the men, it's impossible. But even theoretically we accept that he will see that all the men, women including, all the human beings, all the living entities are mortals. Still, he cannot come to the conclusion that man is mortal because he has not seen the man who is immortal, that Krishna. So his conclusion is wrong. So that's how inductive and deductive. And Acharyas explain the process of inductive is like monkey. You have seen monkeys in Vrindavan. Very easy to see monkeys in Vrindavan. The child of a monkey, this baby monkey, the mother will not lift the child. Like in humans, mother will lift the child. But in monkeys, mother will not lift the child. Mother will run and child has to hold from back, from the behind. You know, he like jumps on the mother's shoulders or something on the back and he has to hold. Sometimes you see, it's amazing. We can understand so much by this. Network will go maybe for few minutes because I'm traveling in Bombay, going to other part of the city, and right now I'm crossing Ocean Bridge off. If it goes, I will call after again few minutes. So the monkey, you see this small tiny monkey. He is this person. This fellow has to be, you know, to hold the mother monkey. He has to take all the burden on his shoulder. And for the kitten, the cat holds. That is like hold the child. Child does not have to do anything. So in kitten also, cats also, cat will hold the kitten in its mouth. Ketana doesn't have to worry about that. So that is how this process of induction and deduction is mentioned. In this, Dhruva Maharaj is saying, that in last few verses, because Prabhupada is mentioning that, because Dhruva practiced Krishna consciousness, he received the knowledge through Krishna. Few verses back, you would have read how Dhruva becomes perturbed or he becomes anxious. Why? Because he is not able to understand what to do. He's a 5-year-old boy. He does not know when to see. But his heart was purified, and his heart desired that he should pray some. He should offer some prayers to Lord. That his desire was. How that desire got fulfilled? Vishnu, he kept his conch, and the wonderful prayers Dhruva Maharaj is reciting. Similarly, if you see Prahlad Maharaj. Lord Narasingha kept his hand and Prahlad started reciting. Prahlad Maharaj, even his philosophy before also, he was giving these classes to Hiranyakashipu, regular Bhagavatam classes. We can understand philosophy. But Dhruva Maharaj just house, few months, there was 6 months going on. He achieved the perfection. He practiced Krishna consciousness on the order of spiritual master. Krishna appeared before him. His heart got completely purified and the knowledge just came out through his tongue. And this is every day we sing in Guru Puja. Divya Gyan Hirdaya Prakashita. So devotees come with someone in question answer we were discussing, someone asked me, we don't remember. So devotees, when they read the Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, other scriptures, or when they hear the lectures, it is not like yogis that they have to remember, they have to memorize. Yeah, you memorize verses, that is okay. But this Krishna Katha, just keep hearing. And it will gradually it will go sink deeper into our consciousness. The heart will get purified and we will get all the knowledge, because the soul is made up of Satchit Anand material, or we can say anti-material, it is spiritual. Satchit Anand, so there is knowledge. Eternity, knowledge and bliss. So knowledge is a part of soul. We can see this clearly. So we should do our part, practicing Krishna consciousness, and try to practice with devotees. Sometimes we may not have association, we may be alone. When we are traveling for a few days, that's separate. Sometimes some devotee family has to move out to some other location for job or something. And then small family, they can support each other. But at least, even if someone is alone, like Prabhupada would say, now also sometimes devotees. Now obviously we travel in a group, or at least two devotees travel. If they have to open a center, they go to different place. Now there is a lot of support. By the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, any country, anywhere practically we go, we have devotees. India is so fortunate, the devotees in India. Wherever we go, every 50 kilometers, even before that, every 1 hour there is some devotee. There will be more devotees, but we know some center is there. Some devotees, especially as a brahmachari, we don't have to worry. Wherever we go, sometimes we travel in the train. So if I'll go from Bombay to Calcutta for Mayapur or Vrindavan or Jaipur or somewhere, and there are other people who are traveling in the train, and very unfortunate, these families are traveling, but they have to eat railway prasad or railway food, they don't even bring. And some families, they bring from their houses. But they see and they are like thinking, what is brahmacharis? I mean, these devotees, they don't have anything where, you know, sadhus wearing dress, this saffron dress, and every other station they get prasadam. Someone is bringing hot prasadam for them. Like in winters now, we travel sometime, I request devotees, please bring hot dal and rice. That's what we can carry, paratha and sabji, we don't carry. So everything by Krishna's arrangement. But even if in some cases, in some countries, if there is no physical association, we should never be discouraged, because we are always, always, always protected by the instructions of our Guru and entire Guru Parampara, Srila Prabhupada. You have to just remember them. And Krishna is everywhere. Where Krishna is not present. And that's what Srila Prabhupada says. I never felt I'm alone. Because I was never alone. My Guru Maharaj is always with me. He didn't say Krishna is with me. Prabhupada is so attached to his own Guru Maharaj. He said, my Guru Maharaj is always with me. Because he traveled America to fulfill the desire, to fulfill the instructions given by his spiritual master. So his meditation was constantly on those instructions, and he was protected. He was protected. Krishna is everywhere, Guru's instructions are everywhere. So anytime we feel discouraged, something here, there, we should just remember the instruction given to us. And if there are no personal instructions, there may be some devotees, they may not get personal instruction from Guru. Prabhupada's instructions are there. And Guru is obviously told everyone to chant Hare Krishna, read Prabhupada's books, serve the mission of Prabhupada. That is there. Then we will be protected. We don't... and even sometimes, we have experience that even in Vrindavan Dham, where there are 10,000 devotees, Krishna Balaram temple in Kartik, 5,000 devotees, 6,000 devotees. Mayapur, Navadip Mandal Parikrama, 12,000 devotees, 15,000 devotees. But because our consciousness is not there, our consciousness is absorbed in somewhere material things, we are not protected. Even though we are with devotees. So it is not the definite, I am not denying this, that we need a Vapu association of all the devotees. But Vani is more important. It's given by the scriptures. Otherwise, even though in association of devotees, we all chant, but we see, every devotee has this experience. Mind goes to something, some business, job, college, school, this work, that work. Mind is going there. So more important is, we should constantly try to remember. It will take time. We are not at that level. It will take time gradually. If there are no instructions, no specific, you remember anything, we can at least remember that. What are we doing? We are practicing Krishna consciousness. Why? That itself. So many verses from Gita and Bhagavatam will come in front of you. Why we are doing what we are doing. Chaitanya Charitamrita, all instruction to Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami based on this. Immediately we get connected. Somehow we should get connected to instructions of the Lord or His devotees. That will make our life. That is more important. And that's what Dhruva did. He got mercy and he got the knowledge. We'll be protected also, we'll get mercy, ultimate end result will be Krishna Prem. And everything. One who knows Krishna, he knows everything. Okay, I think this is sufficient. I prefer to take some questions and discuss on that.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanat Pranam, I'll glorify Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Prabhu. very, very inspiring class. I don't have question right now. If any devotee has question or comment, they can go ahead.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. So I have
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Yeah, one question I had, Prabhu. So suppose that the devotee, I mean he is not a guru, and then he is practicing his Krishna consciousness. Maybe he is doing his japa, but ultimately he has to. You told that he had Cheto Darpa Madhyam happened. So ultimately, for him to get Krishna, he has to take Guru, or he will go himself.
Prabhuji, your voice is breaking.
We can't hear you, Prabhuji.
Some or the other form Guru has to come. Krishna doesn't accept. You cannot tell Mr. Trump that give me visa. I cannot tell Mr. Trump give me visa, I want to come to
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Hare Krishna Prabhuji. We missed your beginning of the answer because your voice wasn't reachable. Sorry, Prabhuji.
Yeah, Hare Krishna Mataji. So, do we lost Prabhu or a connection?
Hare Krishna, can someone connect Prabhuji? I send his number in the coordinators group. Lalitangi Mataji, are you there?
Yeah, yes, Mataji.
Can you connect Mataji, please?
Shri Krishna.
Yeah, Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Ha Prabhuji, can you hear me? Sorry, I'm because of
no issues. Prabhu, yeah, we can hear
you. The Airtel subscriber you are calling is not answering. Please call again later. Aap jis Airtel subscriber ko call kar rahe.
Hare Krishna Mataji, did you connected him? What happened? Mataji, Lalita.
Yeah, Prabhu.
Can you hear
Sorry.
Prabhu, are you joining from internet or joining from the phone? Because Mataji is trying to call you.
Was he there, Prabhuji? Was he there, Mataji, on the call now, just 1 minute ago?
Yeah, he was there.
Okay, shall I try again?
Yeah. I told him someone will connect you.
So,
maybe his phone is not.
Ji, are you there?
Yes, I'm there.
Yeah, Mataji, can we all hear?
Yes, Mataji.
Yeah, please go ahead, Prabhuji.
Okay. So Prabhuji was asking question, and I was saying in Chaitanya Charitamrita is mentioned, the first installment of Krishna's mercy is one receives a bona fide spiritual master. So Krishna's mercy is Guru. So if we practice anything without Guru, Krishna will arrange Guru to come to us. So that is how it works. So we don't have to worry also. Like we all, you know, like came to this mission of ISKCON, connected to Prabhupada and his disciples and entire Guru Parampara. So it's Krishna's mercy. It is all Krishna's arrangement that we get connected to Guru. All the Gurus and ISKCON are bona fide spiritual masters. So this is Krishna's mercy on all of us. And those people who are sincerely, hankering for this mercy, and they are sincere, they will get connected to devotees. When you go out for book distribution, go out for preaching, you will see somehow some devotees, the new people, they immediately take, accept the process. And some, they need little push, they accept the process and go ahead. So devotees are also gurus. They become not only initiating spiritual master, it is also instructing spiritual master. So that is how Guru comes in the life. And then Guru, what he does, he helps us to understand more philosophy and Siddhanta of Krishna consciousness, and helps us to proceed further towards Krishna. Guru will not come in between. Entire Guru Parampara is transparent via media. Every living entity has a particular relationship with Krishna in a particular form. That is there. One thing is sure, that we have our position fixed. We cannot position. So then, when we meet Krishna, Krishna will meet directly. But it is through the via media of Guru Parampara. And on Krishna's instruction, Guru takes the responsibility of protecting all of us. He will protect also. And if some devotee goes away and he tries to practice independently, then Krishna seated within his heart. To devotees. This is how it works. Even in Bhagavatam it is mentioned in fourth canto, I think, that when devotee, Prabhupada writes in purports, when devotee, he becomes completely Krishna conscious, 100%, ready to go back to spiritual world. He doesn't go directly to spiritual world. He will go to the planet or to the material universe where Krishna is doing Bhauma Leela. Krishna is performing Bhauma Leela. That devotee will be transferred there and he will get training. Suppose someone is supposed to enter into Dwarka Leela or Mathura Leela or Vrindavan Leela, Braj Leela, then he will be sent to the training which will be in the material universe. In Bhauma Vrindavan or Bhauma Dwarka or Bhauma Mathura, where Krishna will be there. And there we will become more and more attached and attached and attached and become perfectly trained. Then we go back to spiritual. So there also the role of Guru comes. And even in spiritual world, Srimati Lalita, even Guru of Radharani. So there is also parampara. It is not that in spiritual world we'll go and we'll take one chamar and immediately start fanning with the chamar offering to Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. No, there also Guru Parampara will always be there. But they will allow us. That is how it is. Like here, Prabhupada said to devotees, okay, I have installed the deities, now serve them. And Prabhupada is seeing deities are not different from Radha and Krishna in the spiritual world. We may not be able to see, but Prabhupada gave us. When we get second initiate, immediately our guru will say, now you can worship deities in the temple. And even after first initiation, you can worship deities at home. So guru is giving Radha Krishna to serve. And we are serving Gaur Nithai or Jagannath Balde Subhadra or any other form of the Lord. It's guru who is giving us that serve. This is how it works. So this is a very important role Shri Guru has to play. I hope I clarified the question, Prabhuji. Is that okay?
Yes, Prabhu. It was wonderful. Very good analogy.
That is why it is said, Krishna will, hold the Guru's lotus feet tightly. That is more important. Holding to the instruction of Guru and holding to the feet of Guru. Anyone else? Any other question?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanutnam, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Guru Maharaj ki jai. Prabhuji, so Dhruv Maharaj, mother was devotee because it looks like she was already surrendered to Krishna because she sent her child who was only 5 years old to the jungle. So she might knew that Krishna is the controller and everything. Was she a devotee already? Because who sent their child?
So, I understood your question. Which yuga this first time happened? Dhruva's first time?
Satya.
Satyuga. Now, in Dwapar Yuga, when Vyasdev wrote Vedas, it is Dwapar Yuga. So things are degrading. So in Dwapar Yuga, at the end of Dwapar Yuga rather, Vyasdev wrote Vedas and Puranas and Upanishads, but he was not satisfied. Then he wrote, this is before Bhagavatam. This is before Mahabharata also. So he has written everything. He said, this is for all intellectual class of people, like Brahmanas and Kshatriyas. What about Sriya, Vaishya, Tata, Shudras? What about women? What about the Vaishyas? What about Shudra? Because intellectually, they may not be very intelligent. But they also need mercy. So for them, I have to write something which is same in conclusion, but it is little more easier to grasp. So he wrote Mahabharata, And in that Mahabharata, he gave Bhagavad Gita. So people in Dwapar Yuga, in the end of Dwapar Yuga, who are not very highly qualified intellectually, they also can easily understand Bhagavad Gita. But people of Kali Yuga, even highly scholars, highly qualified scholars cannot understand Bhagavad Gita. So now imagine what was the advancement level in Satyuga. So everyone in Satyuga knew that Lord Vishnu is Supreme Lord. What we are trying to teach here, that was inbuilt, like some yogis are practicing in Himalayan mountains. Yoga, so that they can acquire some siddhis. But if you go and take birth in Siddhalok, which is one of the higher upper planetary system, in the upper planet, if you take birth in Siddhalok, from birth, you have Ashta Siddhis with you. It is like, you know, someone in India, I think I told that this, somewhere I was telling this example. In India, especially in North, people have this craze of learning English. Everyone wants to learn English and talk English. Now, a person born in the beggar family in America, he's a beggar, and he has got a child. And this child, when he'll start speaking, in 1.5 years old, he'll speak English. See? Because he took birth in America. So people in Satyuga were already so qualified and so much pious. Dharma was there so much, 100%. And now it is like less than 25%. So what we are teaching here after so much practice, they were much more purer than us. They were much more educated than us in Krishna consciousness. So everyone knew. See, even this stepmother, Suruchi soul told to Dhruva that if you want, and Dhruva was 5 years old, if you want to sit on the lap of your father, you should take birth from my womb. Now, who will talk like this language to a 5-year-old boy in Kali Yuga? A boy will not even understand what she is. Boy will say, oh, crazy woman, she's talking all this stuff which I do not understand. But Dhruva understood the meaning. That she is telling you die now and then pray to Lord and then take birth from my womb. And then you can sit. So, because of the different age, the intellectual level, the spiritual level, the consciousness was much different. It was Satyuga. So that is the difference. So everyone, even Uttanapad and even Suruchi, Suniti, everyone knew Vishnu is Supreme Personality of Godhead. The covering of material energy is lesser as compared to now. Much, much, much lesser. Because the time has degraded. Time has degraded everything. Consciousness, spirituality, life, intelligence, everything has gone down. Only negativity has gone up, like disturbance and all other things. Depression. So definitely Dhruva's mother, and everyone was a kind of devotee, much better than us. What we are doing now, we think we are devotees. But in people in Satyuga, they were by default much, much higher than our consciousness. Can you imagine having a toilet, you know, like I'm just traveling and I purchased a water bottle because I forgot to bring my own water bottle from temple. When Yudhishthir Maharaj heard that in Kali Yuga, food will be sold, he almost got the heart attack. This is end of Dwapar Yuga. He got heart attack, almost. Imagine if he would have heard that even water will be sold in Kali Yuga. What would have happened? That's the degrade. Water is getting sold in Kali Yuga. So that is the situation. See the cleanliness standards what we have. We have deities in our home, we have toilet in the home. Even in temple, we have deities, we have toilet. Near altar, we have sound. What to do? It's Kali Yuga. Krishna is just tolerating. Otherwise, the cleanliness standard, which were there, the consciousness, everything was pure. All the ingredients, what you are cooking, everything was absolutely pure. Now nothing is pure. So everything is degraded. So they were much, much, much better people than us. That is why seeing our situation, that what will happen to this Kali Yuga people, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us special mercy, which we don't deserve actually. We just got the jackpot. So that is how it works. So definitely she was a devotee, much higher than us. So different age, different rules.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. I have one question. And then how we can develop that determination, how Guru Maharaj developed determination in this age of Kali, Prabhu? It's very difficult.
Yeah, just practice this Krishna consciousness. You're purified. See, Arjuna, before second chapter, that means first chapter, how he was completely bewildered. And in the second chapter starting, he's saying, my mouth is drying up, my hands, my limbs are shivering, my bow is slipping from my hand. And after 40 minutes of Bhagavad Gita, 45 minutes total, so first chapter leave 5 minutes, 40 minutes, Krishna, Arjuna is saying, Nashta Moho Smritir Labdha, Tat Prasadat Maya Achyuta. How he became like a roaring, like a lion. And he was like as a timid rabbit. In the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna was like a rabbit. And in just few minutes, he became lion. So what, you see what happened. He got the knowledge. He got transcendental knowledge, which transformed him. So we, when we practice Krishna consciousness, we'll receive knowledge. It will purify our heart. And then we'll automatically become detached. Arjuna was not ready to kill his grandfather and guru. But then after Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita, he became so purified, so detached. Purification means detachment from everything. You read just two verses back. Dhruva Maharaj is saying, just two verses back. Where he says he doesn't care even for parents. So now Arjuna became so much detached that he killed his own grandfather. Yeah, here in same chapter, 12th verse, Dhruva is saying, O Lord who has lotus navel, if a person happens to associate with a devotee whose heart is always hankering after your lotus feet, seeking always their fragrance, he is never attached to material body or in a bodily relationship to offspring, friends, home, wealth and wife, which are very, very dear to materialistic person. Indeed, he does not care for them. Can you imagine? Very, very strong statement. But Satyuga, it was a normal 5-year-old boy speaking. Now imagine, we don't care even for family. Oh, no one will talk in this age. If someone will tell you, leave everything, just be detached, then it's difficult. So gradually, we'll proceed. As we become more and more advanced in devotional service, will become more and more detached. What is the meaning of detachment? Detachment means when one person is convinced that Krishna is the ultimate controller. Because we are conditioned, we have false ego. We think, no, Krishna is controller, but I am also not less. Even if I am less, but I am also controller. So I can control my wife, I can control my husband, I can control my child. If my child is not studying, then I will control my child's studies. That is false ego. If my child is not healthy, I will call doctor and I will control his health with the help of doctor. Because I will give money and doctor, I'll give money, I'll give medicine, I will give good food to my child, I'll take care and my child will become healthy because I am the controller. So detachment is a byproduct of the understanding that Krishna is the ultimate master. Then the detachment will come. Sarva karana karanam. When we will be more and when gradually we will become more and more convinced of sarva karana karanam philosophy, then you will see automatically the byproduct of detachment will come. And then also humility will come. And then we will realize we cannot do anything that Krishna is doing. So till that time, yes, push. Push on, push on, push on. Sometimes you are going in a car and your vehicle is out of gas. There's no gas. What to do? Where is the gas station? Oh, it is 1 mile away. So what to do? Okay, husband, wife, children, get off the car, push the car. Suppose there is no other way, push the car. So then children are asking, Papa, Papa, Mama, how much more? A little bit, half a mile we have covered and half a mile. So till that time, push. So till that time we become convinced of Sarva Karana Karanam. We become humble, we become detached. Push and go on the path. At least we are on the right path, we should be happy.
Yeah. Prabhuji, I was asking the determination, how Dhruva Maharaj that had a determination.
So determination will come also with this. When we understand that what I'm doing is perfect, then determination will come. When you have faith in Krishna, when you have faith in devotional service, determination will come. Till that time, even though artificially, we should push. Sometimes doctors say that you have to take some bitter Ayurvedic medicines. Ayurvedic medicines are mostly bitter. If we don't understand the importance of that, we feel bitter. But gradually, that medicine is giving us good result. And when medicine is giving us good result, we become more and more convinced, and then we are more determined to take the medicines, even though bitter, we take on time, so that we can be completely cured. So determination is also when you practice Krishna consciousness. Like you took initiation. Why you took initiation? If someone would have told you that now start chanting. Suppose the first day you started chanting and someone will tell you, he is Guru, you have to surrender, take initiation, follow four regular principles, chant 16 rounds a day, don't eat anything except Krishna Prasad. It's so difficult. We leave the process and go away. But we see gradually our hearts get purified because we are practicing more and more and more and more. And then we see we have now faith. Adoshraddha has become now little more deeper faith. Adoshraddha means the starting faith. But now it has become little more firm. The faith has become firm and we are ready to surrender. We are ready to commit to Guru that we will chant 16 rounds every day. We will not eat anything except Krishna Prasad. We will follow four regular principles. We will serve the mission of Prabhupada. We will read Prabhupada's books. This all came because you practice and you got the result. So Krishna gives the result also. So that is how it will increase the determination. So keep doing, and determination will come.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, I have a question, if that's okay.
Yes, Mataji, please.
There are, just wanted to check with you, like there are many people who are coming to this Khan temple also and regularly, and they're doing seva, lots and lots of devotional service and seva, and they're chanting also, probably 16 rounds I'm thinking, but many of them, but not like taking the shelter of the spiritual master, and that's for years and years. So as you were talking about the importance of spiritual master, but is there a way also that they will also achieve the final goal? Maybe a little slow, but finally, that is my question.
There are people
and everything, and having the siksha guru, but not diksha.
So they have siksha guru. They are attending classes. They are chanting 16 rounds.
Mm-hmm.
They are not having sufficient faith in the process. See, they may be chanting 16 rounds. Very good. Now, don't discourage these kind of devotees. We don't discourage them. But the process, the faith in the process is not sufficient. Because the process, the first thing, Rupa Goswami, if you read Nectar of Devotion, 64 items of bhakti, the first item is Ado Guru Pada Ashraya. The first item, take shelter of the Guru. And next item is take Diksha and Diksha from Guru. The Guru, first thing. Next, you take initiation from him. This is a process of bhakti. The first 64, the out of 64 items, first 10 are talking about guru only. Most important. First is about taking shelter of guru, and second is taking initiation of guru. Third is serving guru, inquiring from guru. So someone who is not taking initiation, that means his faith is not yet sufficiently developed to take process, to take the initiation. But we don't discourage them. If you discourage, they'll run away. At least they are doing something. So let them do. Let them practice. Encourage them. Gradually, they'll become a little more purer because of association, because of practicing Krishna consciousness. And eventually, one day, they will desire. And if they leave their body before initiation, no problem. Next life, they'll continue. And then take initiation. Some devotees, they get initiation all the fast, if you see. Like when I came to ISKCON, I started chanting one round. Then in 4 or 5 months, I reached to the 16 rounds. And before I reached 16 rounds, I wanted initiation. I was like, no, I want diksha, diksha. Humko bhi diksha chahiye. I also want diksha. I also want to have guru. And I was like, running behind my shiksha guru. Then I started chanting 16 rounds. And within 16 months of my chanting 16 rounds, completed 16 months, my spiritual master called me. My Jiksha Guru called me. Okay, take initiation next week. I said and got initiation. So some people have that. So it is coming from Purva Karma. Purva Janam and Purva Karma from previous life. Maybe previous life I was determined not to take initiation. This life I was determined to take initiation fast. So that works. So it's a continuous process. Nothing is abrupt or suddenly. There is nothing called suddenly. Everything is going with the pace. Yeah, we practice more sincerely, we will be more purified. We will be purified much faster, and then.
Thank you, Prabhuji. I have one more question, Prabhuji.
Please. I'm traveling now out of Bombay. Till the time I have network, you can ask. I'm free.
Like we talked about Dhruva Maharaj, how he performed extreme austerity, and he was meditating upon Lord Krishna, and finally Krishna did appear for him. Now that, as you said, happened in Satyug, right? Now, but like even in the Gita and many of the scriptures which we talk about, there Krishna says that you have I am more dear to a person who does not meditate only on me, but who actually serves my own devotee, right? So I'm just wondering how Krishna, I mean, it may be a dumb question, but how Krishna appeared for him, but he actually did not serve the devotee, no? Prabhuji, just wanted to check how it goes.
So first of all, the process of meditation was meant for Satyuga. Which is not, and Krishna is speaking Bhagavad Gita and end of Dwapar Yuga. Because Krishna knows Kaliyuga is coming, the process of meditation will not work. All the people who are saying that we are meditating, actually they are cheating. Another thing, it is not correct that Dhruva did not serve the devotee. Dhruva served Narada Muni's instruction as it is. So following the instruction of Guru is serving Guru. How do you serve different things is different. Like you serve the deities by worshipping and by dressing them, by offering the ornaments, by paying obeisances. You serve holy name by chanting. Now you write holy name on one paper and put it in everyday pay obeisances, offer some incense stick, but you're not chanting. You worship holy name by chanting. You worship Bhagavatam not just by incense or lamp or something, by reading it. You serve the Vaishnava by serving them. You serve the Guru by giving everything to Guru, but also if you are away from Guru, in ISKCON you see there are very limited Gurus and they are traveling all over the world to deliver more and more people. So many of the devotees, most of the ISKCON devotees, they don't get so much Vapu association. But we are still serving our Guru. We are serving Guru Parampara just by following their instructions. Srila Prabhupada says in Nectar of Devotion, in the lecture, in the first lecture of Nectar of Devotion series, he says, one who reads nectar of devotion, he is associating with Srila Rupa Goswami. Just by reading, you're associating with Rupa Goswami. And one who applies the teachings of nectar of devotion in his life, he is personally massaging the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami. These heavily loaded statements, sometimes even after hearing, we don't consider them very seriously. We just think, oh, they are just writers, you know. Prabhupada is saying, if you apply the principles of nectar of devotion, you are personally massaging the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami. That means when you apply the principles of Bhagavad Gita in your life, you are personally massaging the lotus feet of Krishna. What else you want? When you get that mercy, please share something. That's how. So we are, so Dhruva served instruction of Sri Narada Muni. And by his mercy only you got Krishna. It's not that he didn't serve devotees. And the process was different. Krishna talking in Bhagavad Gita, that meditation, it's, the process is different. Because age is different. Krishna knows all these cheaters will come in the Kali Yuga. And we can see all the cheaters. So Dhruva served a devotee actually. Anyone else? Anything? Anyone wants to add something to the lecture?
Yeah, Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhu, I mean, what I heard is, yeah, the Bhagavad Gita is good for all ages, like Satya Yuga, I mean, Satya Treta, I mean, Dwapara Kali Yuga.
Yes, so yes, it's eternal.
So that, yeah, I mean, Krishna told in the chapter 4, the first verse, I told the Gita to the sun god.
Yeah, so, Vivasvan. Yes, Imam Vivasvate Yogan.
Yogam. So my question was, so this was happened in the Satya Yuga or in the Dwapara Yuga?
See, Bhagavad Gita principle is eternal, but the verses may change. Then, like when Krishna is telling, oh Kunti Putra, he is saying, Kaunteya Prati Jani. So that means when Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita to Vivasvan, he will not say Kaunteya Prati Jani, that sloka will not come. Is it not true?
Yes, yes.
Understand? The sloka of Bhagavad Gita may change, the principle remains eternal. Now Arjuna and Krishna Sambad is Bhagavad Gita at the end of the Dwapara Yuga. When Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita to Vivasvan, Arjuna was there also. Arjuna was standing there. He was hearing Bhagavad Gita. But then Krishna is speaking Bhagavad Gita to Vivasvan. So he will not say, you know, get up and fight. Don't be lazy. Don't be attached to your guru and grandfather. Oh, Vivasvan, there's no situation. So the context will change, keeping the essence same. And what is the essence of Bhagavad Gita? Serve. Serve and surrender to the Supreme Lord. The principles of Bhakti Yoga remain same. The verses may change.
Yeah, good, Prabhu. Thank you.
Clear, Prabhuji?
Yes, yes, Prabhu.
Hello, Bhagavad Gita, anything Krishna speaks has to be perfect for everyone, for Eternal time. Anyone else? Other question?
Prabhuji, this Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, how we take, what is the difference we can take, Prabhu, from both of them?
What is the?
Difference. It's a principle is same, you were telling. Bhagavata.
What is the difference?
Bhagavad Gita.
The Bhagavad Gita is a Bhagavad Gita is a preliminary, and then Bhagavatam is little higher. Bhagavad Gita is understanding our sambandha with Krishna, and Bhagavatam is practicing that. It is abhidya. Bhagavad Gita establishes the sambandha gyan, and in Bhagavatam we can see how devotees are. Where Bhagavad Gita ends, Sarva Dharman Parityaja, Bhagavatam starts. It's from surrender. And then it ends, Bhagavatam ends at the holy name, and Chaitanya Charitamrita starts with holy name. So then, here, they are in order, but the principle is same, that Jiva is eternally servant of Krishna, and he can be happy only by serving, by practicing devotional service. And that's what we see, all the cantos of Bhagavatam talking the same thing. So the principle of bhakti remains same. Actually, Prabhupada's purport gave wonderful understanding of bhakti even in Bhagavad Gita. That's what Prabhupada says, as it is. It's not easy to understand Bhagavad Gita from the bhakti point of view. And if you see the purports of Prabhupada, they're only bhakti. You go and read the purports of 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. It is Dhyana Yoga, which what Kali Yuga people will be interested. But in every, I was actually traveling once in train, and I was distributing Bhagavad Gita. So one man said, "Are, what kind of Bhagavad Gita your Swamiji has written? I was interested in Dhyana Yoga, and your Swamiji is writing in every chapter of Dhyana Yoga that chant Hare Krishna, every purport. I didn't know this. He told me. Every purport Prabhupada is saying chant Hare Krishna. Now, outsiders may not understand. They may think, oh, why Prabhupada is being so fanatic. But the essence of Dhyana Yoga is to meditate on Krishna, which is impossible, like Dhruva did. It is impossible in Kali Yuga. But it is very much possible by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So what is the essence of Dhyana Yoga? With complete attention, focus, we should meditate on Krishna. And chanting of Hare Krishna is giving the same result in much easier way. So Prabhupada didn't change the essence of Bhagavad Gita, of Dhyana Yoga chapter, but he gave the way by which we can achieve that Dhyana Yoga much more easier and faster. That is how things change. So Prabhupada's purpose make things very clear. And Bhagavatam also, that is why we don't find much difference in Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita and Bhagavad Gita. But Prabhupada has given the purpose, it is bhakti. So technically it is, Bhagavad Gita is more about sambandha gyan. And very little bit of abhidhe prayojan. Bhagavatam is more about abhidhe. It's more about relationship between a devotee and Krishna. How it is. So sweet. And Bhagavad Gita is just establishing the relationship. So that's why Bhagavad Gita is, but if you just read Bhagavad Gita whole life, you will attain love of God. Prabhupada says in introduction of Bhagavad Gita, no, in preface of Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada says, by the end of this book, Bhagavad Gita as it is, if one sincerely reads Bhagavad Gita, by the end of the book, he will achieve love of Godhead. Just by reading Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada writes in preface, you will achieve Godhead. You will achieve love of Godhead. Even in Krishna book, Prabhupada writes in the preface, just by this one book, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one will achieve the love of Godhead. It is Prabhupada's mercy who is giving love of Godhead at every instance. It's Prabhupada's adhikar is there. He can give Krishna anywhere, anyone, to anyone, anytime. So that is the beauty of Prabhupada's purport.
Yes.
So Gita is more about tattva, and Bhagavatam is more about rasa, relationships. And Chaitanya Charitamrita is more higher. And beyond that is one thing, which is Vaishnava Acharya's songs. If you read Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur, their songs, in one song they will cover entire Bhagavatam only. Entire third canto, Lord Kapila's teaching, Bhaktivinoda Thakur covers in one chapter, seven stanzas, this bhajan is there, Bulliya Tumare. This bhajan by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in seven stanzas he has complete entire teachings of Lord Kapila. That is a beauty. So they are ecstasies of our acharyas. So that's why we sing more and more Vaishnava bhajans. Anything else?
Thank you so much, Prabhu. So beautiful.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, so like you said, if one put one follow Bhagavad Gita, then it's like massaging Krishna's feet. So I have a question that in practical life, what is the first stage to follow Bhagavad Gita? Like, kahan se shuru karna chahiye?
Read it. That's the first step.
Yeah, after reading, Prabhuji, like in our practical, kaise usko follow karna, uske upar chalna chahiye?
By reading. Mataji, every soul, I told you today only, har jeev ka personal relation hai Krishna se. Every soul has personal relation with Krishna. By reading and by hearing Bhagavad Gita. You remember in the last lecture which I took, and I sent the video lecture on the group. You hear that. It is in Hindi. In that I spoke that just by hearing Krishna Katha, Krishna will give mercy and all anarthas will get rid of. That means Krishna Prem. So when you read Bhagavad Gita, you don't have to ask anyone. If you have actually read Bhagavad Gita, you will never ask how to apply. You will just apply it. You don't have to ask it.
Okay.
But from my experience and from my consciousness, it will be different from your experience, your consciousness. So that's why I said just read it. You read. And if you are not able to understand how to apply, read again. Still not able to understand, read again. Read with a prayerful mood. Read to please Krishna. Read by after begging the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and then Krishna will speak to you personally from Bhagavad Gita. This Purandar in Kali Yuga, one of the near Pandharpur, in the name of Purandar Das, he writes very beautiful Kannada poem. He has written more than 4 lakh poems. He was a materialistic person, then he was transferred. Very beautiful story how he becomes a devotee. He wrote more than 4 lakh poems. He writes in one of the poems, Kagada Bandi De, it's Kannada. That means, my Lord has written a letter to me, personal letter to me. And what is that letter? It is Bhagavad Gita. So Krishna's, these verses of Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and Prabhupada's purpose, they are very personal to each and every devotee. When you read, you should read as Prabhupada has written with you personally. And Prabhupada will reveal to you something different from his purport. He will reveal to me something different from his purport, same purport. That's why same purport we read, we speak. That's why every speaker gives different class. Same sloka you give, they'll speak different classes. Different consciousness, a different revelation. So by reading, you will understand what to apply, how to apply, when to apply. It's very simple. Get it? The time has come. Distribute books. By distributing, you will get immense mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Krishna, both, say Gita, and then Krishna will reveal the knowledge. Divya Gyan Hirdaya Prakash. He will give knowledge from inside how to apply Bhagavad Gita. So only way is reading and distributing. One devotee asked Jayadvait Maharaj, how to understand Srila Prabhupada's books? He said, read. But they're still not able to understand. Okay, distribute. Because you distribute, Prabhupada will glance at you, merciful glance. And then we should remember this concept that we are not yogis. We are bhaktas. And the path, I said today in the class, the path, other path of yoga and dhyana and all, it is all inductive and it is like doing on ourselves. It is independent. Taking responsibility on our shoulder. Bhakti Marg, we just go ahead and serve. So Dhruva Maharaj didn't went to school. He didn't go to any Gurukul to get knowledge. He just served the instructions of Guru and his heart got purified. And Krishna kept his conch on his head, on Dhruva's head, and Dhruvan got all the knowledge. So this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita will come to us not just by our own effort. It will come by mercy. That's what I said, Divya Gyan Hirde Prakashito. Divya Gyan Hirde mein prakashit hoga, bahar se nahi aayega. No one will, you know, suddenly it will not happen that someone is ringing the bell and you open the door and FedEx courier delivery guy is standing there, here, your knowledge. You don't get that. It will come from within. But to get that knowledge, you have to have mercy. And to have mercy, you have to serve the mission of Prabhupada. And you can serve the mission of Prabhupada by sadhana and by seva, both. So you chant your 16 rounds, you read Bhagavad Gita, hear Bhagavad Gita, and serve deities, serve devotees, distribute books. It's all we are trying to do to attract mercy of Srila Prabhupada. And once Prabhupada gives a sidelong glance to us, little bit, we'll get purified. And then we do more. And then he'll again smile at us, we'll get more purified. And again we'll do more. And then finally he'll bring Krishna in front of us. And he will tell Krishna, please accept this sadhaka. Because that's Guru's responsibility. So just read and distribute and discuss. Whatever possible at your level, do it. Reading at least everyone should do. So read, read, read. And you will understand how to apply Bhagavad Gita. And it's not good to ask how to apply Bhagavad Gita from someone who is at a different level. We will not be able to connect with that person. And there are very simple shlokas Krishna speaking Bhagavad Gita. If you read it, very simple, simple. Okay, now you are asking me, I'll tell you, I told you one that you can apply Bhagavad Gita by distributing Bhagavad Gita, which Krishna says in 18th chapter, that one who distributes this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita to my devotees, one who teaches them, he is more dear to me. There is no servant who is more dear to me, and there will be no servant more dear to me than him, one who distributes the knowledge. So go out, distribute books, at least one book a day. I know America is not like India, but at least something you can try.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Is that okay?
Hare Krishna. Very nice, very nice. Thank you.
Anyone else has any other question?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Very, very wonderful class. Wonderful question-answer sessions. Very enlightening. I don't know if you have time and if it's appropriate.
I have time. No problem. I told you I'm traveling. I'm traveling to another city now. Till the time I have network, I don't have any issue.
Yeah. So, how you came to Krishna consciousness, Prabhu? When devotees speak of their... story, it increases the faith, and we also know how to approach people, what they are looking in for us. So if you can tell on that. Thank you.
So it's very simple. I don't have any masala story. It's very straightforward. So in our school days, we used to read this some slokas from Bhagavad Gita. So they're very fascinating. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, second chapter, that some people take a soul as amazing, some people hear amazing, some people... So it's very amazing. So I read a few verses about this Atma. Nenam chindanti shastani, nenam dhati pavaka. And I was a school boy, I said, oh, wonderful, what is this soul? I want to read this entire book. And somehow, that was a playful age and lost everything. Finally, when I came down to Pune to pursue my higher studies, before my post-graduation, I was working in Pune. So once I was with my colleague, and we went to one of the malls. Just like that. Sunday, it was nothing much to do, just wasting our life and time. And it was marathon, 2005. 5th of December, 2005. The 6th of December, 2005. And I saw one devotee in the... on the table, he was distributing. He was in pants shirt, he was distributing Bhagavad Gita and Krishna book on the table. So, and by that time, I discussed with another colleague of mine that I have a desire to read Bhagavad Gita, and she said that, you know, if you want to read Bhagavad Gita, read ISKCON Bhagavad Gita. Even though she was not devotee, she just said, I never heard of this name, what is ISKCON? I said, what is this, some publication house or what? No, ISKCON is one organization. Okay. So I got this table and I asked, this is Gita. He said, yes. Is ISKCON Gita? Yes, give me. And I purchased that Gita. Life was not going very smooth. So next day, it was already night, so I just slept in the night in the home. Next day, I woke up and took bath and everything. I started reading. Let me see what it is. And Prabhupada, in the sixth or seventh page of introduction, Prabhupada writes like, don't live life like cats and dogs. And actually, that time I was not in a very good shape. So I used to think to myself, what kind of life, like it's cats and dogs I'm living, or this useless life I'm living. It has no meaning. And Prabhupada spoke the same words. So I was like shocked. Who is this man who's speaking out my heart? Who's speaking the same thing which I'm looking for? I started reading. Till that time, I didn't know where is ISKCON Temple, what is ISKCON Temple. Even though where I was working in Pune, only half a kilometer away from that place was temple. I never knew. So then I started reading. I was more and more amazed. And I used to think, who has written this Bhagavad Gita? Not the commentary, the shlokas. Who is Krishna? This so amazing flow in the entire Bhagavad Gita. The theme, the flow is so amazing. You cannot deduct one shloka, you cannot add one shloka. It is just perfect. Nothing should be changed. Right? So then gradually I started reading. After fourth chapter, I couldn't understand what is happening now. It was becoming a little tough. So then I saw the address. It was near my office and went. But when I went there, there was a gate, main gate with the grills, iron gate. So I saw some brahmacharis. I said, oh, these Kali Yuga people, all these yogis, they are dongis. So I just went back. I didn't go inside the temple. I came again after 2 days. Again I saw, I said, I don't know what they will give me. They may give me something to eat, or they may make me like themselves. I don't know. So again I went. So for one month it went on. I was coming every day from the gate, I was going back. So see, this I was talking. There was Shraddha, but it was not sufficient. So I was not going inside the gate. I was telling about one devotee who may be attending all the program but not ready to get initiation. So I was coming almost every second day to ISKCON Temple, but I was not going inside. Because the Shraddha was there, but it was not sufficient. It has not become ripened, that faith. And finally I went inside. And I mustered some courage and faith. Because I had, by this time, from the first day, I developed faith for Srila Prabhupada. And this is in April, after 5 months. 5 months I was reading Bhagavad Gita. And I had developed faith and some affection for Srila Prabhupada. So I went inside. I said, whoever these sadhus may be, I know one thing, that this Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swami, he is genuine. So I went inside. I just took darshan for 1 second. Like people, they just come and fold hand and go out. And I went to one devotee who was distributing khichdi. I said, I want to meet Prabhupada. And he was like, what? His mouth was open, eyes wide open. And he called one preacher. He said, Prabhuji, he wants to talk something. Go and talk to him. So then I told, I want to meet Prabhupada because I only trust him. So he told me finally how Srila Prabhupada has actually physically disappeared. Eternally he is there with all of us. And then he told me to chant. That is how I started chanting. So that is why you see all the lectures I come for Bhagavad Gita. Somehow it attracts me. Every time I just get into Bhagavad Gita. So this is how devotees' mercy, they are distributing Bhagavad Gita in the month of marathon. Conditioned soul like me somehow, fell prey to this transcendental trick of marathon, and it's a mercy that I became a member of this wonderful ISKCON Krishna Conscious Society. Amongst all of you Vaishnavas, I'm trying to just somehow survive, and if I can grow in Krishna consciousness, that will be again another wonder. Somehow going on. So that's how Bhagavad Gita, we don't know whom we get. Even that devotee, will not know that he has given Bhagavad Gita and Rama, I have even joined Brahmacharya Ashram. He may not even know that. The devotee who told me first round to chant his name is Harinam Das. So Harinam Prabhu gave me Harinam Prabhu. So then I started chanting. I still remember all these wonderful devotees who helped me in initial stage. So this is how simple story I came to Krishna consciousness.
But it's a very, very inspiring story, Prabhuji, in book distribution marathon. So we are all try our best.
Yeah.
We, you know, that how we have Bhagavad Gita and trusted the Prabhupada, and then you came, and now you are in the background of chai, chai, and other things. You're so far away, so many miles away, and you are enlightening all of us. So, if we could bring, if we could be instrumental by distributing Bhagavad Gita and bringing more souls like this who will enlighten us, why not do that with all heart? Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for sharing this wonderful inspiration.
Thank you, Mataji. Anything else? It's almost 7:40 in India, 7:30.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Very nice class and very inspiring story, Prabhuji. Very wonderful. Yeah.
Thank you, Mataji.
Please give us your blessing, Prabhuji, so we can also do some book distribution during the marathon. Starting today.
I can pray to Srila Prabhupada to give every devotee mercy to distribute more books. People are waiting outside for mercy. We have to just go and give them.
See, Prabhuji, you got Bhagavad Gita and your life has changed. So, we give Bhagavad Gita to many people and nothing happens, Prabhuji. Why?
It is not nothing happens. It happens with the time. Prabhupada says my books are time bombs. So you give Bhagavad Gita to someone, it may blast in one day, or for someone it may blast after two lives. There are thousands of stories I can tell where it reacted. This time bomb was sitting silently and it just burst open after like 20 years, after 30 years. There's one girl, young girl in Canada. She got Bhagavad Gita from the, you know, this second-hand bookstore. Not even second-hand, it was Kabadiwala, Raddiwala, where we give all the papers and books with the weight and we get some cents. So this girl, she purchased a few cents, this old book, and it was completely crushed, this Bhagavad Gita. But she was attracted. And she was young, 13, 14 years old. There's no ISKCON temple 100 miles away from where she stays. But somehow this book, so she purchased the book for a few cents. She went home, ironed the book, every page, keeping the cloth, because it was all crushed. So she ironed every page and started reading. And she's chanting 16 rounds from last 2 years and still does not know about ISKCON. ISKCON is like more than 100 miles away. And after chanting for 2 years, she somehow came in touch with devotees. So someone would have purchased Bhagavad Gita, he would have thrown Bhagavad Gita, and this girl got, and she became devotee. There are many, many stories. Every devotee will tell you one story of his own. Every devotee. It's so amazing how people become devotees. Most of the devotees in ISKCON are because of book distribution. So we should distribute. You may distribute books. Now see, and you may not know also, the devotee who gave me book, I exactly don't remember. It was a young boy. I know who was the leader of the book distribution in that area. Later I found out. But I don't know who was that devotee. And that devotee didn't know where I am right now. So he may think, yeah, I just sold some Bhagavad Gita, two boys came. In Panchat, I gave Bhagavad Gita. What happened, I don't know. But here I am sitting. He does not know that. So sometimes we don't know. And it's not necessary. Yeah, if we know, we become more inspired, but it's not necessary. We are not behind the fruits. We are behind the police, Prabhupada, by giving them Bhagavad Gita.
Yes, Prabhuji, very true, Prabhuji. Thank you. Thank you, Prabhuji, for the wonderful class and nice question answers. If no one has any question or comments, we can end now. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Just want to say thank you. It was very beautiful class. I'm feeling so fortunate to be in the class today. And especially Laltangi Mataji, thank you so much for asking that question. How Prabhuji has came into his call. It was so beautiful that when Prabhuji was explaining. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Mataji. Okay, so that today is Saturday and no office. So let us all go Saturday, Sunday, distribute, become weekend warriors and distribute books.
Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Let's pay our obeisances to all the Vaishnavas. Vancha Kalpata Rubhyascha, Kripa Sikshu, Patitanam
Pavaniya, Vaishnavesya Nama Nama.
Jai.
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 Chakravarti Prabhu ki jai.